The dust outside was kicked up by the convoy. Inside one of the Humvees, Travis sat as comfortable as his Kevlar vest and web gear allowed him to. With his rifle positioned snugly between his knees, he wiped a trickle of sweat that started running down his neck. Although it was December in Iraq, it was still well over 100 degrees during the day. He took a deep breath, closed his eyes, and thought of better things. In his mind, he pictured his wife Amy and their three kids. They were all safe at home, while he spent his days here in the sweltering heat and in constant danger. He was no rookie, though. During Operation Anaconda in Afghanistan, Travis had earned a Bronze Star while leading his Green Berets into battle. A bump jolted him out of his reverie. He sighed in relief and prayed to God, thanking him it was only a rock and not an IED. With his eyes forward, he could see Megan in his periphery vision, who was sitting next to him. He started to turn his head towards her and inhaled to ask her a question when their vehicle hit another bump. This podcast is about heroes in military and law enforcement. Some gave their service for America and served in the armed forces. Some have paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom, and others protected the local community and died in the line of duty. Our lives would be a whole lot different if it weren't for the hard work and sacrifice of these brave men and women. They could have gone on to live lives that were less dangerous. However, they dedicated themselves to your protection. If you ever have the pleasure of talking to one of them, they'll tell you, "I'm not a hero, but I have the honor of walking beside a few." Others will say, "The real heroes are those who didn't make it back home." On this Memorial Day, I would like to dedicate this episode to U.S. Marine Corps Major Megan Malaya Lalani McClung, Iraq War. Major McClung was a public affairs officer with the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force. Megan McClung was born on April 14, 1972, in Honolulu, Hawaii, to parents Mike and Ray McClung. She was raised in Orange County, California, attended De Petorla Elementary, La Paz Intermediate, and graduated from Mission Viejo High School in 1990, where she competed as a gymnast. Megan became one of the first women to attend the Admiral Farragut Academy in New Jersey. Her family had a long history of military service. Her paternal grandfather served in the U.S. Army during World War II, and her father was a Marine Corps infantry officer who served in Vietnam, seeing combat in the Tet Offensive. Her maternal grandfather was a U.S. Navy officer and pilot. Megan attended the U.S. Navy Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, graduating and receiving her officer's commission in 1995. After the basic school, Megan entered the Public Affairs Officer Qualification Course at Fort Meade, Maryland. The next year, she was stationed at Camp Pendleton in San Diego and served as the Public Affairs Officer and Media Officer. In this position, she worked as PA Assistant for the Special Operations Training Group and served as Executive Officer, Support Company, Headquarters, and Support Battalion. In 1999, McClung transferred to the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in Parris Island, South Carolina. While there, she served as the Academics and Scheduling Officer. She also changed the Operations Department by updating various standard operation procedures and assisted in beginning an early warning siren system. After spending several years in Parris Island, she was selected to work at the 2nd Marine Aircraft Wing in Cherry Point, North Carolina, as the Public Affairs Officer. She was put in charge of managing delicate news concerns in high-profile situations. In 2002, she was awarded the Cherry Point Athlete of the Year. In 2003, McClung became a reservist and started working as the East Coast Regional Representative for the Marine for Life program at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. The following year, Megan transferred to civilian life and began work in public relations for Kellogg, Brown, and Root, who sent her to Baghdad to contract with the U.S. military. While there, McClung managed 31 soldiers' fatalities, handled public relations preparation for congressional hearings, and accompanied members of the press whenever they were in country. After her one-year contract was over, McClung returned to the States and to active duty with the Marine Corps. Around this time, she earned her master's degree in criminal justice at Boston University. Lieutenant Colonel Brian Salas had known and worked with McClung several times throughout their military careers. After hearing that she was back on active duty, he approached her and asked if she wanted to deploy with him and the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force as the media relations officer in Al Anbar Province, Iraq. Salas would never have imagined or realized that one of his team members would fall victim to the violence that erupted in that region. In Al Anbar Province, McClung was the public affairs plans officer at Camp Fallujah and was embedded with the Army's 1st Brigade, 1st Armored Division, operating out of Ramadi. Megan's year-long deployment began in January 2006. She was promoted to the rank of major in June. On deployment during her free time, Megan put together the first Forward Marine Corps Marathon in Iraq that happened simultaneously with the 2006 Marine Corps Marathon back in the States. While acting as the race director and still competing with an injury, she placed second place in the female contenders. December 2006 was a month of intense violence and severe loss to U.S. troops. During that month alone, 119 troops lost their lives at the height of the violence centered in the Sunni Triangle. At 34 years old, Megan was in the final month of her one-year deployment in Iraq. Earlier that day, she had been accompanying retired Marine Corps Colonel Oliver North with his Fox News crew in Ramadi. She subsequently was escorting Newsweek journalists into downtown Ramadi. While en route to their destination, a massive improvised explosive device destroyed McClung's Humvee, instantly killing her and the two other occupants. Captain Travis Patriquin, a 32-year-old Special Forces soldier, and Specialist Vincent Pamonte III, a 22-year-old gunner with the 1st Armored Division. The Newsweek journalists she was escorting were not injured. The culprits in the attack were never found. Although the loss of each individual U.S. soldier was tragic, the deaths of McClung, Patriquin, and Pamonte made a great impact on everyone who knew them. Megan McClung was the first female Marine officer to be killed in the Iraq War, as well as the first female graduate of the United States Naval Academy to be killed in action since the school was founded in 1845. With over 700 in attendance, Major Megan McClung was buried with full military honors in Arlington National Cemetery, Section 60, on December 19, 2006. Her awards include the Bronze Star, Purple Heart, Navy and Marine Corps Accommodation Medal, and National Defense Service Medal. Her headstone reads, "Be bold, be brief, be gone," which was taken from one of the phrases she adopted while training various troops and senior officials on how to conduct media interviews. In an interview with her mother at their home in Cooperville, Washington, she stated, "Megan stood a mere 5'4" and weighed only 125 pounds, but her spirit was a giant and had been since childhood." The McClungs learned that as a woman and a Marine, their daughter had touched so many lives in more ways than they could ever imagine. Her parents desired to know what people actually thought of their daughter. They requested for people to not send any flowers, but instead share Megan's life with them. Many letters came in the form of emails from strangers, one being a veteran Marine Sergeant Major who wept for her. Others were almost surreal. Six people, some of them complete strangers, named their newborn daughters Megan, promising one day to tell their girls about their namesake. Drawings from school children, quilts, photos, and messages from people who had met their daughter only briefly, yet came away feeling valued, arrived out of the blue. Others weighed in from privates to generals, as did the famous and the anonymous. Megan served with the mindset of running to the sound of battle, not away from it. She accepted every mission, every billet, every challenge with vigor, created abandon and a find-a-way-to-make-a-way ethos. No matter the mission, she was ready. It wasn't a matter of male-female, it was a matter of the mission needs to be done. I'm qualified. I'm volunteering to do that. That was her mentality. This was a comment from Colonel Ricardo Player, a deputy public affairs officer who worked beside Megan. "She was stationed in Ramadi and I knew her," remarked Jocko Willink, a former lieutenant commander in the Navy SEALs. She was killed on Route Sunset. It was a huge loss to lose Megan and the two other soldiers, Travis and Vincent, in that IED. She had a huge smile all the time, a real go-getter, just making things happen. She was just really positive. The thing I remember most about her was her smiling. She always had that big smile on her face. Michael, Megan's older brother, remarked that her death affected the family in ways they never expected. The war impacted my life. It was the reason Megan was overseas, and the direct cause she would not return. It changed the dynamic of my family, of my parents, and of how the rest of my life would be. In the McClung residence, a long brag wall was filled with frames of their red-headed daughter's academic, athletic, and military achievements. While in high school and college, McClung competed as a gymnast. She was also a triathlete, having competed in 6 Ironman competitions and ran several marathons. The other achievements that hung on her parents' brag wall were her Marine Officer's Sword, her Boston University Master's Degree Diploma, many triathlon and marathon championships, and other such medals. Thick albums were packed with photos. Megan McClung started collecting inspiring quotes on scraps of paper since she was 9 years old. The one that she lived by was, "To do anything but your best is to waste the gift." Still unopened were packs of Megan's photos returning with her belongings from Iraq. Her mom couldn't bring herself to go through them. In the McClung's backyard was Megan's garden, with a model of a memorial inspired by her. One day, a larger version will be dedicated to combat correspondents and fallen communicators at Fort Meade, Maryland. There have been various memorials and honors that have paid tribute to Megan since her death in 2006. There is a Marine Corps Annual Leadership Award presented in her name. In 2008, the first Major Megan M. McClung Memorial Scholarship was awarded to a college student by her parents and the Women's Marines Association. There is a Major Megan McClung Leadership Award that is presented to a graduating member of the Public Affairs Qualification Course. The Marine Corps Combat Correspondents Association formed a Sports Photography Annual Merit Award after her, and in May of 2023, U.S. Representative Young Kim of Mission Viejo proposed renaming a post office in honor of Megan. "Memorial Day is now different because it is no longer different," her dad said. "Every day is Memorial Day." Retired Master Sergeant Willie Ellerbrock, who worked closely with McClung during their deployment, expressed how he honors her legacy. "I truly believe the best way to honor our fallen is to remember them and defend these liberties with all of our might and ability, as they did for us. Love deeply and live greatly for them and yourselves." For further reading, I recommend the books Be Bold, How a Marine Corps Hero Broke Barriers for Women at War by Tom Cilio, and A Soldier's Dream, Captain Travis Patriquin and the Awakening of Iraq by William Doyle. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Remember My Name podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas for future episodes, please contact me at remembermynamepodcast@gmail.com. You can also find me on Instagram at Remember My Name Podcast and Twitter at RMN Podcast. Now take a moment and remember these names: Megan McClung, Travis Patriquin, and Vincent Pamonte III.